AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The economy did not shrink as sharply as estimated last quarter, but the AP Sagar Magani reports it still met one informal sign of a recession.
The Commerce Department had estimated the economy shrank at a 0.9% annual rate from April through June. It has revised that to 0.6%, still a second straight quarter of contraction. Many economists, though, doubt the economy is in or on the verge of a recession, pointing to a strong jobs market. Weekly unemployment claims fell last week. But as the Federal Reserve raises interest rates to tame inflation, there are growing signs of economic weakness, especially in the housing market. Economists will be closely watching a speech tomorrow by Fed Chair Jerome Powell for signs of how high or fast the central bank may keep boosting rates. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As expected, Novak Djokovic will not play in this year's U.S. Open. He's not vaccinated against the coronavirus and is not allowed to travel to the U.S. Djokovic made the announcement on Twitter. He has won the U.S. Open three times and was the runner-up last year. The U.S. Open starts Monday in New York. A patient died and a paramedic was critically injured when their ambulance caught fire outside a hospital in Hawaii. Dr. Jim Ireland is Honolulu Emergency Services Director.
It's going to be very difficult for me. Our paramedics, they go on calls 24/7, save lives. But it's unusual and different for us to be the people in need of help.
The Honolulu Fire Department is investigating. Authorities in Ukraine say the number of dead from a Russian rocket attack on a train station and the surrounding area on Ukraine's Independence Day is up to 25, including at least two children. Russia says it targeted a military train. Wall Street stocks have opened higher. This is AP News. The worst drought in Italy in over 70 years has exposed an ancient imperial bridge. It was once used by Roman emperors, but fell into disrepair by the 3rd century. Historian Anthony Maginlotti says it is called the Bridge of Nero, built probably by either the Emperor Nero himself or the Emperor Caligula.
It seems to have been built principally for the emperor to be able to get across to his gardens, to the family pleasure gardens on the side of the Janiculan Hill, facing over towards what is now Piazza San Pietro.
Part of Nero's bridge has been visible for much of the summer.
Only in the driest season does part of this pier turn up above the water, and now we can see part of a second pier.
Nero's bridge originally is believed to have had four piers. The other two were dismantled. The drought has also exposed a World War II tank in Italy's largest river, the Po. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.